the beads of sweat that glistened on his brow. His tired feet were buried in the quiet, and his bloodshot eyes saw all that lay between him and fulfillment of his vow. welcome everybody to the Omni Halloween Extravaganza. You know, it was a Halloween night just like this, many, many years ago one night, when Colonel Fortman, who this song that I'm singing about, found himself climbing up the mountain in Gainhenge, trying to find the great knowledge of Olycus. And he was doing this, as most of you know, because for those of you who don't, the place where he came from, Gainhenge, as you all know about, was in mass disrepair. Evil spirits had taken over Gainhenge, and here he was, climbing up this mountain. And as he climbed up the mountain, some strange things began to happen. He's climbing up and he's like putting one hand up and then up above the next and grabbing onto these kind of craggy rock outcroppings and coming up. And as he climbs up, the whole mountain starts to begin to shake underneath him and crumbling. So rocks are coming down all over his head. Tumbling down rocks. And as you know, the rocks come like big, huge boulders coming until it leaving like holes in the mountain until the mountain actually starts to take the shape of the face of the great knowledge of Olympus. But what's really weird about this particular night is that he's climbing up and he sees the mountain starting to crumble beneath him, becoming the face of the great knowledge of Olympus. He looks up into the face and he realizes that he's looking up into the giant face of David Byrne himself. And he starts to get scared and he looks up and he sees that David Byrne is wearing a big suit. Shoulders, rocks coming off, and David Byrne looks down at Colonel Fortman, and he starts to do that weird dance they used to do. And as he's doing it, with one flip of the hand, he accidentally hits Colonel Fortman and sends him flying up into the air. And David Byrne finds himself, Colonel Fortman finds himself floating up in space, in the blackness, flung by David Byrne's hand, floating around in space in the skies. And as he flies up there, he figures, what am I gonna do to get out of this? And so he suddenly remembers the famous Mockingbird who is gonna come flying up. And he thinks, I'll just grab onto the back of the famous Mockingbird when he goes by.